I thought I'd share with you the places where I see myself on the jackass list. There are really five places. There are several places, but I really see clearly five places where I'm on the list. Number two says, holding back negatives makes you a nice person. And I sometimes think, if you knew what I was really thinking, or the criticism that I have, or the correction that I have, you would think I'm a nice person. But a support and encouragement is not felt when we withhold correction or negative comments. It's felt when we express the positive side. So sometimes I give myself too much credit by holding back negative comments, and I think that makes me a nice person. Number seven is also something that I try to work with. Pointing out faults and problems comes before celebrating successes and strengths. I think it's very easy for us, it's easy for me, to see something happening and know immediately how to improve it, how it falls short, and then offer those corrections or point out the problems. But really, that makes me a jackass, because I think we need to celebrate progress, success, strengths, and then in that conversation, there's opportunity for improvements. Number 11 is also in my life. Your voice is louder than others. I tend to be a very passionate, outspoken person, and I think it's great to have passion, but passion can be too much when it bowls people over or it causes them to pull back. So I'm really trying to watch how people are responding to my passion, and when I think it quiets them down or when it causes them to pull back, I realize that that's too much passion. Really, I need to leave room for their passion to come out too. I also see myself in number 19. You quickly write others off. I like to work with people who like to be worked with. And when people are reluctant, or when they're struggling and they're not really trying like I think they ought to try, I just want to move on. But when I think back on my own life and when I was a young person, there are so many people who reached out to me, who cared for me, who supported me, who gave me second, third, and fourth chances. And so the problem of writing people off because you just want to work with the cream of the crop, I think that's, at least in my life, I see that as a jackass quality. And then finally, number 27, sarcastic humor is your default humor. Love sarcasm. I love humor. I love to have fun. But it really doesn't work in large groups. It doesn't work in public presentations. I think that makes us come off like jackasses. So what I have learned to do is take this sarcasm that I feel and that I like to talk, like to express, and aim it at myself. So when I'm giving presentations, sometimes I'll make fun of myself, because there is this feeling in me, this enjoyment of that sarcastic humor. So those are the five places where I most see myself on the jackass list.